The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danzo, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danzo, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Danzo, the Planet Man, had agreed to have his brain joined to the robot T21, who was about to attack the other robots who ruled the planet. Flats and Mirror, after stealing a robot jet, discovered that Danzo was controlling the remainder of the fleet. They landed, hoping to contact him directly.
How can you be so sure that this isn't a trick, Flats? The robots could just as well have made those jets form that letter D.
Why would they bother, Mirror? They just knock us out of the sky. I'm not certain, of course, but it's all we have to go by. We'll stick here in the jet as long as we can. If it's Danzo, he'll get word to us somehow.
Your friend is safe, but I'm afraid that your maneuver with the robo-jet may have been observed.
It was the only way I could think of to let him know they were under my control.
We had better launch our attack against the robot's masters at once.
I want to tell Flats to sit tight, that he's to wait until I get in touch with him again.
But we cannot wait.
We'll have to wait. It will only take a moment. I'll use one of the robots in that area.
Flats, look. Out of the port.
Where?
There. Coming toward us.
Hey, what's that thing?
It's a robot patrolman. We better get clear while we can.
No, just sit tight. I don't be nervous.
Flats.
What? Did he say that?
Yes. It was the robot.
Flats, do you hear me in there?
What's going on? Danzo, is that you? I don't get it. The robot...
There isn't time to explain. This robot you see is my message carrier. He is under my control.
Under your control? How? Where are you? Inside a thing?
Please, Flats, don't talk. Listen. You and Mira get to cover.
But I don't understand...
Believe me, Flats. In a few minutes, Bedlam is going to break loose on this planet. Mira must know someplace you'll be safe. Go there. I'll contact you as soon as this is over.
As soon as what's over? Danzo! Danzo! Come on, Mira.
Where are you going?
After that robot. He's going somewhere, and I'm going to find out where it is. Come on, let's get out of the ship.
Why didn't he listen and get to safety with Mira? I've got to make him understand, T21.
You must not delay a second more. The reports are coming in from all over the planet. The robot masters are growing suspicious.
Just a moment more.
And in that moment, the advantage of my surprise may be lost. You must choose, Danzo, between the safety of your friends and the survival of life in the galaxy. We are the last line of defense between the robots and conquest.
You're right, T21. Flats and Mira will have to take their chances. We will strike at once. Send the robot jet bombers aloft.
Hurry, Mira, or we'll lose that patrol robot.
I'm running as fast as I can.
Hey, do you hear something?
It's a fleet of jets. That way, see?
Well, don't stop. We've got to catch that robot. No time to worry about jets now.
No, Flash, stop. Stop, there's something wrong.
Come on, we'll talk about that later. Right now...
Flash, will you listen? That's no routine flight. Those are robot bombers, and they're on a tactical mission.
So what? That's their problem. Ours is... Hey, wait. What do you mean a tactical mission?
Look for yourself. They're in battle formation with fighter jets for cover.
What would they be attacking? Us? Do you think they're after us?
Would they send a fleet of bombers?
No, of course not, but... Hey, Mira, Mira. That's what Danto was talking about. He was warning.
Hurry, Slap, this way.
Where are you going? Mira.
Run for cover, Slap. Run. Follow me. Run.
The battle seems to be underway, and Slats and Mira are in the middle of it. What will be the outcome? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Slats and Mira, they were trying to follow a robot whom Slats thought to be Danto. In the meantime, Danto and T21 have commenced operations in their desire to overthrow the ruling evil robot faction.
What's the report, T21?
Not good. We delayed too long. In some areas, the masters are ready for our jets. Here, watch the 10th sector on the screen.
Have we knocked out any key centers?
6, but 7 remain. And now they know what they're up against.
We'd better attack from the ground. I'll order the robot tanks and destroyers into action. Plan J. Better alert the mobile ground battalion, too.
Timing.
Set 7. No. Make it 7.406. Tangent 2.
Interval
6.04. Sine 8.
Alerted.
Commence.
Flash, this looks like war.
War? Who against who? Nah, that's silly. You told me that the robots controlled the planet, that there were no living beings except your father, Danto, me, and yourself.
That's true.
Well, then who'd be fighting? The robots wouldn't fight each other.
Then what's happening?
Look, I'm a stranger here. This is your backyard. If you don't know, how do you expect me to? All I wish is that I knew what it was all about, and how does Danto fit in?
He had control of some robots. We know that. Perhaps he gained control of enough to turn them against the masters. That must be it. Nothing else could explain this.
But how? Hey, Mira, look. Robot tanks, and they're headed right to this front.
We'll have to move. Come on. This way, down into this tunnel.
Where does it lead?
I'm not sure. My brother would never tell me, but he went here often.
Well, any place is better than out in the middle of that volcano. Come on, let's go.
Time to develop some atomic weapons. Our tanks aren't penetrating the defenses of the 7 masters left.
They're beginning to close in.
You think they've located us yet?
Apparently they have some idea that we are in this area. Listen, that was no stray bomb.
How much time have we? A
few hours at the most.
What defenses do we have?
Minimum numbers of ground and air robots. We need every one we could spare for our attack.
Well, we'll just have to knock off those 7 in the time we have. I'm going to take a chance on something.
What's your plan?
Pull our forces away from 4 of the 7 and concentrate everything we have on the other 3.
That will make us more vulnerable here. They'll be able to concentrate on tracking us down. As it is, they're busy defending themselves.
It's the only chance. If we knock off the 3, we can then concentrate on the other 4. Give the necessary orders.
As you say.
It seems to you that those explosions are getting closer?
They are. There's no question about it.
We've been going deeper into the tunnel. They should be getting fainter.
Unless they're concentrating on this area.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. That could mean only one thing, a target area.
You mean you think the headquarters for whomever is attacking the masters is nearby?
Might be the other way around. This might be the headquarters of one of the masters. The attackers might be the rebels.
Then we may be heading right into a trap. What can we do?
Nothing, Mira. Just what we're doing.
But why, if we don't know?
What else can we do? Turn back to that bombardment? Stay here until it reaches us? Listen. Come on, Mira. We'll have to gamble if we're guessing right. this is the rebel headquarters, and Danto's there, and we'll be okay. If not, well, it's nice knowing you.
Oh, let's get it over with. I'm no good at waiting for things to happen.
There goes the third. We must concentrate on the other four at once.
Now at least we have a chance. I hope it didn't take us too long to knock out those three. How much longer do we have?
It will be best if you don't know. It will only distract you. There's very little time, I will tell you that. Very little time before they penetrate our defenses and destroy us and begin their destruction of the galaxy.
Time is the most formidable hurdle at this moment. Can Danto succeed in knocking out the remaining four master robots in the short time allotted? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Danto, the Planet Man. Planet.